With the cloud of uncertainty caused by the repeal vote lifted, the Massachusetts Gaming Commission meeting in Boston Thursday voted unanimously to formally award licenses to build and operate full-scale destination casinos to MGM Resorts for the company's Springfield project and to Wynn Resorts in Greater Boston.
All in favor of the motion to formally award the license finally to MGM Springfield, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis accepted the official license award, as did a representative from Wynn Resorts a few minutes later. Wynn wired the $85 million fee for the license to the state at once. Mathis said MGM would make the required payment shortly. Chairman Stephen Crosby said the commission will now prepare for the opening next summer of the state's first slots parlor, oversee the construction of the two full-scale destination resort casinos, and perhaps the awarding of a third resort casino license in southeastern Massachusetts.
We, I think, in our own agency have felt some sense of restraint and concern. That's now off, and it's time for us to really roll up our sleeves and go to work.
For MGM, Thursday marked a milestone in the effort begun 2.5 years ago when it first announced a project to build an $800 million casino in the south end of downtown Springfield, an area damaged by the June 2011 tornado. Plans for the Springfield casino underwent an exhaustive review by the state's gaming industry regulators after being approved by Springfield voters in a July 2013 referendum. The project was then effectively subjected to a second voter referendum, this time statewide, when anti-casino activists succeeded in putting the repeal question on Tuesday's ballot. Mayor Dominic Sarno, speaking on election night, said there were some anxious moments along the way, but he said he remained optimistic throughout.
You have to have fortitude. People of Springfield have that fortitude and resiliency. Everything we've been through, again, the worst economy under my administration since the Great Depression, natural and man-made disasters. We're still standing. Not only are we standing, we're moving forward.
Shortly after the state legalized Las Vegas-style gambling and authorized the licensing of up to 3 full-scale casinos and 1 slots machine parlor, Sarno rolled out the red carpet for developers, and 3 made formal applications. After one of the casino companies dropped out, Sarno picked MGM over a rival proposal. A contractor drilled holes to take soil samples at the site of the future Springfield casino Wednesday. A spring 2015 groundbreaking is expected, but Mathis said they expect to do some initial work before the end of this year.
We have a number of historic buildings on site, so it may not be as visible, but we'll be active in those buildings doing some remediation and testing and surveying. And then I think in the spring you would see visible groundbreaking and heavy equipment and the work would begin.
Mathis said construction employment is expected to peak roughly 18 months from now, and that is when MGM will begin the first waves of hiring for the 3,000 jobs promised at the casino when it opens in 2017.
We got over 300 job classifications in our resort: engineers, database managers, event planners, accountants. So there's opportunities at all levels, which I think is really important to enter into our resort.
Penn National Gaming, which received the first casino license in Massachusetts last February to build a slots machine parlor at a harness racetrack in Plainville, did not delay construction pending the outcome of Thursday's vote. The company hopes to open the $225 million racino by June 2015. Before Wynn Resorts can build in Everett, the company must clean up the site for the future $1.5 billion casino, a former Monsanto chemical plant. Wynn projects the opening of the casino will be late 2017. I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.